purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Mahabharata Shantipava, it is said that he who is known as Pradyumna is also Aniruddha. He is also the father of Brahma. Thus, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and Shiradakshaya Vishnu are identical plenary expansions of Pradyumna, the original deity of Brahma, who is born from the lotus flower. It is Pradyumna who gives Brahma direction for cosmic management. A full description of Brahma's birth is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.8, 15 and 16. Describing the features of the three Purushas, the Laghu Bhagavatamrita says that Garbhadakshaya Vishnu has four-handed form, and when he himself enters the hollow of the universe and lies down in the ocean of milk, he is known as Shiradakshaya Vishnu, who is the supersoul of all living entities, including the demigods. In the Satvata Tantra, it is said that the third Purusha incarnation, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, is situated as a supersoul in everyone's heart. This Shiradakshaya Vishnu is an expansion of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Om Gyananti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Malitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadandikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastatya Dishatarine. So in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they mention, starts with 14 verses which explain the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then in brief, and then in the fifth chapter which is of the Adi Leela, it starts to explain more detail. So now this fifth chapter is the glories of Lord Nityananda Ram. So is none of them Balaram. And it's Balaram who is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And from him the creation is actually, everything is expanded from Lord Balaram. Lord Krishna is Swarat, fully independent. But Lord Balaram, also fully independent, is Krishna's eternal servant, the best of servants. And so he makes facility for Lord Krishna, both in the spiritual world and the material world. The first quadruple expansion of Lord Balaram is Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Adiruddha and Vasudev. And from this all the spiritual world is manifested and all the paraphernalia for enjoying is coming from Balaram. And then Narayan comes from Shankarshan, and then from that comes the second expansion, quadruple expansion, which is again Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Adiruddha. And from that the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, not the Garbhadakshaya, the Karanadakshaya Vishnu is manifested, and then all the material world is expanded. So in other words, Lord Nityananda, everything's coming from Lord Nityananda. So we can see how these 14 verses are specifically dealing with Lord Nityananda. So he's known as the greatest servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we sing that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karabhamaya. And we're talking about the glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then in the next verse, say, Haha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. So although he has so much to do, he's always in bliss. So this is exactly different from the material world. Into the material world means, let me delegate. Give myself some time. A good person actually delegates, is that right? A good gaffer. He makes sure that he's got plenty of time to do what he wants to do. So this takes intelligence. And so also Lord Nityananda delegates. There's Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu, Then there's the different Manus, the Indra, Brahma. They're all delegated from Lord Nityananda. But at the same time, when it comes to personal service, immediately Lord Nityananda's there. So why is that? Everybody in the material world, they're trying to shed service. And everybody in the spiritual world who's fixed up want to accept service. Because I say that's what really satisfies. I remember when I was at work many years ago, and at that time mechanization, well, it's been going for a long time, since the last 250 years, they've had the Industrial Revolution. That means we don't just live simply off the land, grow some food, milk a cow, have plenty of time to do what we want to worship the Supreme Lord. You know, we spend 3 months a year working so that we can eat and have our necessities. No, that's too simple. So we started the Industrial Revolution. And so this has just escalated and escalated. And quite a few years ago, I remember at work, and they were working out how to actually do away with manpower and make a machine do it. This was a big thing. I thought, what's the point? In other words, I was saying, what's the point of doing all this? I said, you know, we've still got the same people to feed and so many things. We're not making any advancement, really. What are you talking about? We've got a free time on our hand. We're coming to the age where we have the leisure age. We let the machines do the work and everybody just, what is it, atrophies or something. Everybody just enjoys. But actually, that's not the situation. As soon as we haven't got something to do, we're completely bewildered and miserable. The living entity is not made like that. And then he's searching for something to do. And then because he's not got anything to do, what happens? The idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so then the mind gets absorbed in nefarious activities. And so they're making things worse. So they should follow the example of Lord Nityananda. Be busy in devotional service. Even though he's delegating, he's always very eager to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this first verse, verse 90, it doesn't have any purport, but it's talking about how the Lord is everywhere. Let me find it. Yeah, it says, O Arjuna, you should know this is my inconceivable opulence. This is the meaning propagated by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So inconceivable, do we really understand what inconceivable means? Mayata damidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani aham titeshu avastita. That Krishna in his unmanifested form is everywhere. But also is an individual. This is not possible for an ordinary conditioned soul to understand how we can have a person who's simultaneously everything and is completely different from that. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does he say here? He says, so to understand this, can we understand this by... This Christmas we're distributing knowledge. Is that right? Does everybody realise that? This is the time we distribute knowledge. We've got many, many books. And throughout the year, Prabhupada said, you'll please me if you distribute these books. But, you know, because it's a festive time of year, more people are shopping, more people in the spirit of giving. Then we try to make a special effort to distribute more of Prabhupada's books. But what is the qualification for this knowledge? In Bhagavad Gita it says first thing is that we have to be what? What's the qualification for knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita? Amanitvam adambitvam. Ahimsa shantir arjavam. And amanitvam means humility. Adambitvam means pridelessness. So this is the first one where we can make progress in devotional service. Not by book knowledge, but by having the proper... outlook. So, deconditioned souls are tribhyam gunamaya bhava ebe sarvam idam jagat mohitam namigyanati mamebhyam paramavyayam. That because the general populace are in this mood of trying to make time so that they can do what they want to do and avoiding service, then this develops what kind of attitude? A dominating attitude. So it's not possible to understand Krishna by this dominating attitude. Lord Nityananda doesn't have that attitude. Lord Nityananda has a very submissive attitude, even though he's actually the... Is he the older brother, not the younger brother? He's the older brother, and who's usually the one who has the say? In a proper society where things are organised, then the older brother has a lot of responsibility. All the responsibility goes to the older brother first. But Lord Nityananda, understanding his position of Lord Krishna, he always wants to, or Lord Chaitanya, he always wants to be in that service mood. And so he's teaching us, if we want to understand this process of devotional service, then we also have to have that attitude. And so when we, this time of year, we're giving everybody else to develop that attitude. They give a donation, and that means that they're being a little bit submissive. They're surrendering to us, to giving something to Krishna consciousness. They take a book, and then they're able to maybe understand something about the book. So Prabhupada, he says that... So what else helps us to understand our small position and become a little bit submissive? When we start to read these books, then we start to understand. We read these books sometimes, or I do, and we hear about this. He's talking about the creation. He says that all the universes are coming from the pores of who? Which one is it? Kanadakashaya Vishnu. And so Prabhupada says in one purport that this is like, we tend to think that, you know, here comes a little universe, pop, here it comes out, there it goes. You know, it's squeezing its way out of a little auricle like we have, don't we? We have little auricles in our skin with airs coming out. And sometimes the perspiration comes. And so it's a squeeze, it just about gets out. But so we think about Mahavishnu, you know, there's limited universes coming out of his... They're popping out here, there, and everywhere where they can. But actually, explains in this purport, it's like a window which is wide open. And there's billions of sun rays coming through that window. This is how the living entities are coming out of the pores of Mahavishnu. It's not just one popping out here, there. It's they're unlimited. Out of one pore, how many pores has Mahavishnu got in his body, do you think? Billions upon billions. And each one of those pores, there's billions upon billions of universes coming out. And then there's billions and billions of Lord Brahmas. So I say, when we start to see how Mahavishnu, he says Lord Brahma lives for a lifetime of 311 trillion years. And that's like a lightning flash in the life of Mahavishnu. So actually, when we start to understand our real position, we can start to become a little bit humbled. We all know the story of Tamal Krishna Goswami when he was in America. When he first joined, he became temple president, temple commander in the Los Angeles temple. And Prabhupada, he could see that maybe Tamal Krishna thinks he's the supreme controller at this time, because he, you know, when you're in charge of something, it tends to go to your head. So he called him to one side and he said that he was talking about the creation. He says, this creation is one quarter of the whole creation. There's another three parts, which are the spiritual world. And in this just one quarter, there are billions and billions of universes, just like in a battle of mustard seeds. There's unlimited mustard seeds, very, very small. He says, and in one of those one of those mustard seeds, then there's billions and billions of planets. And then one of those planets is the Earth planet. And on that Earth planet, there are seven continents. One is America. And on that continent is North America, is the USA. And in the USA, there are 53, is it 52 states? And one, is it? 53. Anyway, one of them is California. In that state, there is one place called Los Angeles. And in that town, there is one, in that city, there is one street called something Cienega Boulevard. And on this street, there is one Hare Krishna temple. And in that temple, there is one, what is it, temple commander. And he thinks he's very important. So I say, this is a situation in the material world, is that we laugh, but at every moment, as soon as we get some opulence or ability, immediately we get taken over by that bewildering influence. And this is a disqualification for making progress in devotional service. So Lord Nityananda is a shining example that even though he's the aide-de-camp to the Supreme Lord, he is the Supreme Lord actually. He's just an expansion. He's the best servitor. So another, when we look in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Tad tad eva gacha tvam mama tejo misha sambhavam. Know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. This is Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Vistabjam idam krishnam etkam sena stito jagat. Then he says to Arjuna, but what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragmental portion of myself, I support the entire universe. By Prabhupada. The more one hears about the Supreme God, the more one becomes fixed in devotional service. One should hear about the Lord in the association of devotees. That will enhance one's devotional service. Discourses in the society of devotees can take place only among those who are really anxious to be in Krishna consciousness. Others cannot take part in such discourses. The Lord clearly tells Arjuna that because Arjuna is very dear to him, for his benefit, such discourses are taking place. So this is in the beginning of the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And it's saying in the beginning that this knowledge is far superior to any other knowledge which had previously been spoken. And that's even the 9th chapter. What's the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? That's the essence of devotional service, isn't it? That's bhakti, bhakti yoga. And so we can't come to that understanding of bhakti yoga until we can actually understand Krishna's position and our own position. And then we can start to develop submissive attitude. So all the 10th chapter is describing how Krishna's opulences, the opulences of the Supreme. So this is the one which is very difficult to read because we're reading about Krishna. Well, it was for me anyway in the beginning, reading about a person, about his opulences. We want to read something more closer to ourselves, don't we? Something which we feel is applicable to ourselves. But this is the whole point about hearing, is that we're hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, we sort of develop a proper understanding of our own position. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, one very prominent person came to see him. And when they, I think I told this last time maybe, did I? One prominent person, he was a well-to-do person in the society, and he had a question to ask Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. So his assistant came to him and he said, there's so-and-so to see you. He says, oh, tell him I'm busy and he can come back after some time. Engage him in doing some service. So the Pujari engaged him in cleaning the arti paraphernalia. And this person was a little bit disturbed about this. Why has he got me doing this? First he has me waiting, now he's having me clean the arti paraphernalia. And then at the end of the cleaning, he said, well, he can't see you today, he's very busy, come back tomorrow. So he came back the next day, same thing happened. He can't see you today, if you can please engage in some service. And he engaged him again in cleaning the arti paraphernalia. And then a third day came by, and after the third day, he said, okay, Bhaktisiddhanta can see you now. And he went to see him. He said, so what questions do you have? He says, they've all been answered. So this is not an intellectual process. It's a spiritual process of service and submission. So this whole chapter is about the service and submission of Lord Nityananda. Anyway, we don't have much time. We're finishing at 20 today. So I was going to tell a few stories, but I thought to get the mood of Lord Nityananda, we'd sing a song. I thought, okay. And it's a very nice song, actually. It's called the Dalaila Gita, the story of the song of the broker. What's a broker? He makes money, he sells things. So Lord Nityananda is also a broker. He sells, what does he sell? He sells the holy name, love of God. The pure holy name, not the just the pure holy name. But what does he ask for us? What does he ask the price? He's looking for the sincerity of heart, faith. He says when he sees a tear welling in the heart, when we're chanting the holy name, then he's immediately attracted. But not these are not crocodile tears. These are real tears. When we're actually developing a proper attitude, then Lord Nityananda immediately reciprocates. So that's what we've been talking about here. Not just, but hearing in the proper attitude, developing the proper service attitude. So we can maybe distribute these. And actually, when we sing this song, we can understand that Lord Chaitanya is definitely in the preaching mood. He definitely wants to give Krishna consciousness to as many people as he can. So we get this feeling when we sing this song of how merciful Lord Nityananda is. And then afterwards we'll read the purport for each of the verses, the 11 verses altogether. So I've not sung this very much. I just practiced it before I came down, so if there's any mistakes, bear with me. But I've heard it many, many times. Okay. Is anybody, we got it? Yeah. Barasuke ka bogai, barasuke ka bogai, barasuke. Barasuke ka bogai, barasuke ka bogai. Surabhi kunjete namahate kuleche. Surabhi kunjete namahat kuleche. Kodanitai, kodanitai. Kodanitai, kodanitai. Baramaje katatai, baramaje katatai. Barama jarkate tai, barama jarkate tai. Shraddha mulye sudaname sehate te bikai. Shraddha mulye sudaname sehate te bikai. Kodanitai, kodanitai. Kodanitai, kodanitai. Jata bhakte brindabasi, jata bhakta brindabasi. Jata Jatabhakta Vrindavasi, Jatabhakta Vrindavasi. Hare Kari Deke Nama Bechete Darakasi. Hare Kari Deke Nama Bechete Darakasi. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Jadinam kimbebai, jaminame kimbebai. Jadinam kinme bai, jadinam kinme bai. Ama sange chalo maha janer kache jai. Ama sange chalo maha janer kache jai. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Tumme kimbe Krishna nam, tumme kimbe Krishna nam. Tu me kimbe Krishna nam, tu me kimbe Krishna nam. Dasturi laibe ame purna habikam. Dasturi laibe ame purna habikam. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Barodaya Nityananda, Barodaya Nityananda. Barodaya Nityananda, Barodaya Nityananda. Shraddha Matra Laye Dan Paramananda. Shraddha Matra Laye Dan Paramananda. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Ekpadek ekkase jal, ekpadek ekkase gal. Ek badek le chase jal, ek badek le chase jal. Gora bale nitai den sakala samba. Gora bale nitai den sakala samba. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Den Sudha Krishna Shiksha, Den Sudha Krishna Shiksha. Den Sudha Krishna Shiksha, Den Sudha Krishna Shiksha. Tatidana Vidya Bala Nakare Apeksha. Jatidan Vidya Bala Nakare Apeksha. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Amani chadi mayajal, amani chadi mayajal, amani chadi mayajal, amani chadi may, amani chadi mayajal, amani chadi mayajal. Rihe tako bani tako na take janjal. Rihe tako bani tako na take janjal. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Anaiko Kalerboy, Anaiko Kalerboy. Anaiko Kalerboy, Anaiko Kalerboy. Achandali denama nitai dayamai. Achandali nin den, sorry. Achandali denama nitai dayamai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Bhaktivinoda daki koi, Bhaktivinoda daki koi. Bhaktivinoda daki koi, Bhaktivinoda daki koi. Nitai chara bina anahi ashray. Nitai charana bina anahi ashray. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Kodanitai, Kodanitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gokulanda ki jai, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So we'll just read the translation. First verse. I am singing news of great happiness, great happy tidings. Lord Nityananda himself has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Surabhi Kunj. The news of its great results is that he is selling the pure holy name in that marketplace for the price of only one's faith. Lord Nityananda, the proprietor of the market, seeing all the devotees becoming attached, is selling the holy name after bargaining with them. Oh brother, if you want to buy the holy name, then go with me. We must go to the presence of the great soul Nityananda. You will buy the name of Krishna. I will take my commission, and all our desires will be fulfilled. Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. Taking only one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy. If Nitai sees only one's tears in the eyes with that while chanting the names of Gaura, then he gives all resources to that person. He gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone and does not care for one's birth, wealth, knowledge and strength. Now giving up the illusory snare of Maya, either remain in household life or in the forest as a sannyasi, for no more troubles remain. There is no more fear of the age of Kali. The merciful Nityananda gives the holy name to even the chandalas. Bhaktivinoda calls out, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. This is an interesting verse. You will buy the name of Krishna. I will take my commission. Well, I'll read the one before it first, actually. Oh brother, if you want to buy the holy name, then go with me. We must go to the presence of that great soul Nityananda. So he's taking a friend. You will buy the name of Krishna. I will take my commission. And all of our desires will be fulfilled. This is the process. We get the mercy, and then we give it to somebody else. This is Krishna consciousness. As we said last week, a devotee is paradukaduki. We try to help others in their devotional service, in their attempts to find happiness in life. Everybody wants happiness. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says that, sarvasukhino bhavantu. I want everybody to be happy. But actually, only the devotee can give happiness. And so this is what we're actually doing at this time of year. We are doing Lord Nityananda's work. We are spreading the holy name by distributing these books, distributing prasadam, distributing the holy name. And in this way, people are getting an inclination to what real happiness is. We go on Harinam, and people who have not seen us before, they're just stationary. They can't understand what's going on. But they know there's something unusual here. I'm attracted. We go door to door with a book, and people, you know, they're quite taken aback that somebody can go out in all weathers and give them a book. And they may actually sometimes not be so courteous, but there's an impression being made. So what he's saying here is that there's no loss. When we try to give it to others, whether that person, they're both going to the marketplace, they both have free will, but we're at least one's trying to take the other. So if we're trying to do that, then we're getting our commission. And so even if we're still on the platform, if we're a little bit, if it's still a little bit of karma yoga, that's okay if we know how to use it.